Hey there, and welcome to TTCS Podcast, where we help busy people like you fit training into your day-to-day life. Today we are going to discuss behavior modification versus training. What is behavior modification? Why is it important? What is the difference between training and behavioral modification? And most importantly, how can you fit behavior modification into a busy life? Let's get started. So what is behavioral modification? Behavioral modification is where you're teaching your dog to react to something in the environment differently than what they normally would do. This isn't a you teach your dog to walk nicely on a leash type of thing. This is not making your dog sit or down or do a down stay. This is changing your dog's emotional response to something. So think more of anxiety or panic attacks. If you have had panic attacks before, something in the environment triggers it, and then you have a hard time changing how you're going to react to that, right? So the same goes with dogs. Think of dogs that will destroy the wall or the table if you leave them at home for even 5 minutes. These are not behaviors that your dog does because he wants to. He's doing them because he is in full panic mode and he is trying to get out and to you. Something in his brain is telling him he needs to. So behavior modification would be changing your dog's emotional reaction to you leaving, or their emotional reaction to seeing a dog on a walk that's going to make them jump around or growl. If your dog is doing something you don't like when he sees something, dog, person, or gets left alone, those are things that can be worked on through behavior modification. Behavior modification is important because usually when a dog needs behavioral modification, it has something to do with stress or panic. Something that's to do with them, either they're going to hurt themselves or they're going to hurt somebody around them. And we need to help them to overcome these situations so that they don't hurt themselves or they don't hurt another dog or a person or you. And that is why behavior modification is important. Some instances, it's not even so much as hurting you or himself. It could be destroying the house, eating a car. It can be anything that's going to cause your dog to basically panic or overreact. In that sense, the difference between training and behavioral modification is when you're training your dog is usually on a neutral level. He hasn't yet decided if this is a good thing or a bad thing. He's just there for the ride. With behavior modification, your dog has already decided that this is a terrifying thing and they don't want nothing to do with it. So when you're working with training, you are basically working with a neutral mindset and you're making it a positive mindset. When modification, think of it as a negative mindset and you're trying to make it a positive mindset. It is a much bigger leap. It is also more canine psychology level stuff versus butt hits ground, mark the behavior, now you're going to reward. So many people treat behavior modification like it's just training, but it's not. You are not training when you're in behavior modification. Don't treat it like it's training. So therefore, when I'm working with training, I will use a marker to tell the dog what they're doing correctly to get the reward. when I'm working with behavior modification, I don't use a marker because my dog doesn't necessarily need me to tell him what I want him to do. He needs me to help change his emotional response to what is going on around him. So that takes a different technique, different criteria, and we're looking at deeper psychology transformation. So with training, you can use more discipline depending on the personality of the dog. With behavior modification, that is actually not going to work as well. For example, if your dog is growling because he is uncomfortable and you reprimand him for that, you will get a dog who will skip over the growling. You trained him not to growl, but the underlying issue is still there. Now your dog goes straight to snapping. Reprimand him for that, and things will escalate. Instead of warning you that she is uncomfortable, your dog will just straight out bite. Dogs will always defend themselves when uncomfortable. Growling and snapping is your dog's way of communicating that he isn't comfortable. For this reason, you can't train a dog not to growl or snap. You can figure out what is causing your dog to become uncomfortable, though. By following a behavioral modification techniques, you can address the underlying issue. Once addressed, your dog will stop growling and snapping, they will stop becoming uncomfortable, and they'll be happier in the long run. When you're looking at underlying issues for things like aggression, there could be anxiety, there could be health issues, fear of something or frustration, lack of impulse control, especially if the dog is young to start out with. So how do you fit behavior modification in a busy day? That is the number one question, honestly. Most of the time, when you are working with behavior modification, trainers will tell you management is key. Management, regardless of whether it's training or behavior modification, is 80% of training. So you need to figure out how you're going to manage your dog's life while you're still training him or her so that they don't have an episode or get triggered when you weren't there to work with them. A good example of this is a dog that is reactive to people or dogs passing the house. If you aren't there to get involved and kind of intervene, your dog will throw himself at the window and try to, you know, go after the dog or person on the outside. And he's free to do so because nobody is there to stop him. So usually in my reactive dog classes, I will tell people that you need to manage your environment so that your dog is unable to do things like that. So an example of dealing with that as far as environment goes would be to crate your dog when you're not home, or if your dog isn't crate trained, have them in another room, or you can block the window. You can put cardboard up on the window, and it may be an eyesore, but I mean, training or behavior modification is just temporary. Once your dog is better and more relaxed, then you could take that stuff down. So that's one thing to keep in mind, is regardless of how you are managing the environment, this isn't an all the time, every day for the rest of your life thing. This is just a for now thing to help relieve your dog of the stress. Stress in dogs is like stress in people. It's very bad for them. It's bad on their heart. It will actually decrease their lifespan, things like that. So like taking that extra precaution to ensure your dog isn't getting stressed when you aren't there to help him is going to come a long way for you, for training, and for your dog's overall health. Other ways that you can fit behavior modification in a busy life is ask for help. Do you have family members who would be willing to come and hang out at your house when you're not there? Do you have friends who'd be able to help you out? Maybe there is some kind of a service around that could come and help you out, or you can drop your dog off at a doggy daycare or somewhere where they're not going to be able to do the behaviors and they're going to be around somebody that can help them out if they do get stressed. If you're managing the environment so that they are unable to get triggered, the next step is taking 5 to 10 minutes a day and work on the main underlying issues. Most of the time when you're working with underlying issues, you are going to be using the counter conditioning technique. This is where you take something your dog really likes and you pair it with something your dog doesn't like. But you'd pair it to the trigger at certain levels. So you start off very low level, like starter level. For example, if your dog has separation anxiety, you would put them in their crate with a frozen Kong 5 minutes a day. That is all you do. If you can do multiple 5 minute sessions a day, then you fit that in. However, as long as you're doing it even once a day, put them in their crate, give them the frozen Kong, wait 5 minutes, let them out of the crate, take away their Kong. You don't even have to leave the house. There's no extra special thing to do there. It's just getting your dog used to alone time so that you can work on that hyper attachment that they have to you, which is the separation anxiety. Once your dog has passed, say, that's level one, then you move on to level two, which is you put them in there for 10 minutes a day. And then you move on to going outside and coming back in, putting your jacket on and off, things like that, where you're changing the criteria in small, subtle ways, randomly, so that your dog is never going to really be able to start training you, because dogs will catch on to patterns, and then that's what they do. They train us, so be careful of that. Mainly with behavior modification, it is a series of counter conditioning and desensitization, whereas training is a series of you do this, you get this. You do this, you get this. Our next episode, which is episode 5, is going to be about distractibility. How to get a distracted dog to focus when training in any environment. Thank you for listening and supporting our podcast. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. Links will be provided in the podcast description. If you would like to support what we are doing here, please share this podcast with a friend and like our podcast if you are on the Podbean player. Our first book was released this morning. Links to where you can find that is in the description box as well. We hope we were able to teach you something new today. Thanks for stopping by.